Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, Hasbro concludes its month of 40th anniversary streams with a radical new crossover announcement. The Studio Series 86 Dinobots are finally complete, and rumors of an upcoming Masterpiece Power Master Optimus Prime leak from Takara. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and this is episode 584 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's going to publicly list the podcast on the stock market, raking that sweet, sweet cash just so we can pay our legal fees, then declare bankruptcy. Step four, profit. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
What legal fees? Are we in trouble? It's Daryl, isn't it? Daryl did something. Hello, everyone.
Char, a.k.a. Robo Apollo.
It's me. Hi.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Normally, you'd be right, and it would be me, but this time, it's not. It's Jeremy, and that's why he's not here. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. As always, we start the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show and help us keep this thing going. We do not misuse your Patreon funds, so don't worry about that. But yeah, if you would like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. That's where you can sign up. Your money helps us keep the show going, pays our hosting fees, helps us go to conventions sometimes, helps us fund getting that custom comic done, all good stuff for the podcast. We got some prizes. We're going to do some contests coming up soon. We have a bunch of prizes we're going to give away, very good prizes. I think you'll be very excited to see what prizes we're giving away. All that good stuff is made possible by our Donatrons. So thank you to all those people who continue to support us. Of course, we give some perks to all our Donatrons, including bonus content like We Like Big Bots. That's the bonus show done by Daryl and Dr. Pants right below me here. They do shows talking about the biggest bots from their collections. We've got 12 episodes out on, and those available on our Patreon page. So everyone who's a Donatron can check them out there. We hope that they will get back to getting some new episodes out sometime soon. We'll see. Sometime this year. It's just a joke at this point.
We were talking about before the show started, so there was a discussion.
There was. Words were exchanged relating to big bots.
Mm-hmm. Something along the lines of somebody else coming in to do the show. That's right. Yes.
that's what they need. Someone else to do the work. A special guest to do the work.
They just need inspiration.
That too.
So yeah, but if you haven't watched them, I definitely encourage you to check them out. And if you are a Donatron, they are right there. Just go to our Patreon page and you can access them all on video there. Also, we've got our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. This is available at our website, transmissionspodcast.com/rust. We've got over 100 episodes starting. We have two seasons finished, and then season three just started a few weeks ago. And currently, we are up to episode 111, Thank You for Revving. That's available on the free feed. And then for Donatrons, you get bonus early access to episode 112. And that is The Bot Who Escaped. So that's available right now on our Patreon page for all our Donatrons who want to get early access to the next episode. And then the regular version of that episode will be out next week on April 8th. So you can check that out. when that comes out. And of course, that's at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. As I mentioned, we have our Transformers comic, our Transformers number one, that was we sponsored and got artwork by the awesome EJ Sue. And this is our exclusive Skybound number one, Skybound Transformers number one that we were able to produce. And we have that available on our website. So you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/comic and pick up a copy there. And so, you know, those are still available. So just check that out there. And of course, if you are going to TFCon Toronto and want to pick one up there, we'll have copies for you. So feel free to let us know if you want to order one there. So you can do that from through the website as well. It's a new month, so that means a new code for Toy Hacks. We have continuing our friends at Toy Hacks are continuing our promotion, so you can save 15% off all your orders at toyhacks.com. And the April code is Springer, because spring has sprung. So use that code for 15% off all your orders at toyhacks.com. So remember, code Springer. Very easy. You know, that guy from Transformers the movie? Eh? Springer? Eh? It's spring? Eh? Get it? No? Okay. So check that out. We will be doing a Toy Hacks drawing for our $10 gift code for the month of March. Jeremy's not here, so his Alexa is unavailable to us right now. So we're gonna take care of that when he's back next week. So you've got another week to enter if you would like to enter into the contest. As everyone knows, all our Donatrons are automatically entered into this contest every month. If you are not a Donatron but you'd still like to enter, just send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com and tell us that you would like to be entered in the drawing, and you will be. So. You've got time. Thank you, Alex, for that comment. I guess I should read it for the podcast listeners who are not watching the video. Alex, our Donatron Alex says, I have better things to do tonight than not have good decals. So.
That's a callback. Look.
The word decals?
Yep.
I don't know the callback. I just always assumed you guys pronounced it that way. And it's made me question the English language.
No, that's a joke, yeah. Because it's how Canadians pronounce it, and Canadians are often wrong. So that's
that's funny.
God. Yeah, so there was collective shock from the other members of the podcast when Daryl started talking about decals, and we were like, what did you say? Yeah, that was way back in the early days of the podcast. We learned that Canadians do not say decals, they say decals.
We say both, to be honest, but decals is the term that is mostly used here in good old Canada.
The more you know. Oh, the Canadian accent.
I learned so much on this podcast.
All right, well, now it's time to learn about Oh, DJ Ronan as counters it. So DJ Ronan, of course, is one of Daryl's neighbors, so he's also Canadian. He says it's how Daryl pronounces it, not Canadians. So apparently it's unique to Daryl.
Sorry, guys.
We support you still, Daryl. You've lost all trust, Dr. Pants.
I'm kidding. I support Daryl.
This is
all right. let's get into the talks and toys. Let's you know, we've had our fun. It's time to talk some toys.
All right, we're going to start off this week by talking about upgrade kits, and you guys know I love them. But do I love them for movie figures? Well, let's see. This is a DNA Designs set DK53, and it's an upgrade kit for Studio Series. What is it?
Rise of the Beast.
Rise of the Beast. These acronyms are killing me, man. Rise of the Beast, Bumblebee, Mirage, and Wheeljack. And so we've got three figures that are getting pieces from in this one kit. And it is Studio Series 100 Bumblebee is getting a new battle mask and a left arm cannon. Studio Series 105 Mirage is getting new feet, leg fillers, and an extra arm cannon. And Studio Series 108 Mirage is getting... No, they're not both Mirages. One of them's a Wheeljack. Yeah. So which one is
the Wheeljack? 108 is Wheeljack.
108 is Wheeljack? So yeah, so Studio's 108 Wheeljack is getting new arm blasters that can be attached to the sides of the alt mode. So three figures, three different... pieces you can get one kit. So if you've been going all in on these figures for Rise of the Beast, then you can get a bunch of different pieces to make all three of these figures go get a little better looking. And it's DNA Designs makes good stuff. So if you have any questions about their stuff, don't feel you don't have to be afraid of them. They're very very well liked in the community. So buy with confidence.
All right, so those of you who are Bumblebee movie fans like I am, that's my favorite live-action movie for Transformers, they are doing a re-release of the Studio Series 38 Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime. He is available for pre-order at GameStop and is exclusive to GameStop. So if you missed out on getting him, this is your time to get him. I'm going to actually have to need to pre-order this because that's my favorite movie and I like the Optimus Prime design. So if you, it comes with a San Francisco bridge scene background, if you're into box art and this is an exciting opportunity. If you missed out on him, now is your time to pre-order him at GameStop, only at GameStop.
The GameStops here in Canada are also showing it up for pre-order right now. So if you are in Canada and you're looking for this thing, then you should be able to get it right now. I actually was just on their website before we started recording, and it is up there as of right now. So, yeah.
Okay, next up, we've got some advanced listings for new collaborations for Beyblade, which I know nothing about Beyblade, but apparently it's a Japanese anime and it's associated with some like spinning top toys. So apparently there's going to be some new collaborative items released with Transformer branding. I believe it says Optimus Megatron and Starscream. So Megatron and Starscream listings. There will probably be more in addition to that. The bigger news, though, with this toy listing is that there is going to be a re-release of Origin Bumblebee. So, Daryl, this is your lucky day that Origin Bumblebee is coming out. It looks like it will still be a Target exclusive in the States. I don't know what that means for Canada. So we'll see if it does come back to Target, Daryl, I will make sure to look out for it and pick one up for you. We'll try and make sure that makes its way up to you. I know I got the Origin Jazz for you, but did the Origin Jazz show up in Canada?
Yeah, I was just in Toys R Us this past weekend. And it's sitting there on the shelf with other more recent stuff. So, and Origin Bumblebee did show up at Toys R Us. It was just crazy expensive. Crazy. It was stupid expensive. So I avoided it on the hopes that it was going to get clearance at some point, and it never did. And now it's gone forever. So,
well, hey, not forever.
Get it with a cool Beyblade, and I'll be able to have my Beyblade collection of the one.
There will be
two Megatron and Starscream. And then they can fight each other.
Yep.
It's great. It's great. I can't wait. I've been looking so forward to joining the Beyblade verse. I'm so excited.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Are you ready to battle?
Let it rip. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I feel like Beyblade has been what has been missing out of my life.
Well, the other news that I was much more excited about was apparently more collaborations coming. Well, not Star Wars. I was not super excited about because we've had Star Wars Transformers collaborations already. But apparently there's a new one coming in 2024.
Is this Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift and Transformers?
Ooh. I'm ready.
I think you mean Star Wars and Taylor Swift.
Right. Okay.
No.
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 But apparently there's going to be a new Transformers Star Wars crossover coming this year, according to yakface.com. I don't know who yakface.com is, but apparently they know. The other thing that was also mentioned, though, from the leaker JT Prime, who's very reliable on TFW, is Knight Rider. That is one that I have been looking for a long time. We talked about that several times on the podcast. Knight Rider would be awesome. I would love a Knight Rider Transformer. I mean, the fandom has had, you know, artists in the fandom have done Knight Rider renditions several times. Kids from the 80s who remember Knight Rider love Knight Rider. You know, just a cool black sports car with that, you know, little on the front light. Just a cool car. David, back when David Hasselhoff was off it, awesome. You know,
Did something happen? Is he not awesome anymore?
He's awful.
Well,
that's what he was trying.
Did you see the new Baywatch movie? I say new, but it came out like, what, 5 years ago?
No, I did not see that. So I don't know. Your mileage may vary on David Hasselhoff, but I think we can agree Knight Rider is awesome. A Knight Rider Transformer would be awesome. So looking forward to that.
I feel like it'll be the closest thing we get to a Batmobile Transformer, because I don't think they're going to cross those two properties.
You never know. I mean, there's the crossovers we've gotten. I mean, we all said like, man, it's probably not going to happen. We wanted the Knight Rider one, but how often were we like, it's never going to happen. They're not going to do it.
And I mean, Knight Rider as a property is dead in the water, but they're not making new Knight Rider shows. Batman's still pretty relevant. So I feel like Knight Rider, we got Knight Rider, we can get an Airwolf, we can get a A-Team van, we can get all these, you know, maybe maybe not anymore a Dukes of Hazzard car. I think that one's maybe passed us by.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, General Lee with the Confederate flag. I don't think that's going to make it happening.
But a lot of these properties that aren't really, you know, in the zeitgeist anymore, you know, are easy to do. They're easy to cross over because the rights holders are like, you want to make something with our thing? Okay, okay, let's do it. Batman is like, we don't really need to do anything right now. We're self-sufficient. So
I think there might be a topic we talk about a little later, Daryl, that's still like an ongoing property that did a crossover. Mm-hmm. There could be hope.
I mean, Mattel still has the DC toys license, right? Like Hasbro doesn't make any DC character toys, do they?
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's going to be. I mean, I'm not saying never, but that's a tough one, Scott. So we'll have to see. But
you're right.
Right now, there's a balance in the universe since Hasbro makes Marvel toys, you know, and Mattel makes the DC toys. We can't disrupt the balance.
Chaos. DJ Ronan is telling us that McFarlane Toys has the DC.
Oh,
And isn't McFarlane doing those comic puncher or like those comic figures? So listen. It could happen.
Isn't McFarlane a comic guy? I mean, comics, Batman, Transformers have a comic, all go together, and it's amazing.
and Greg Capullo drew Spawn, and he drew Batman, like the best ones. So like,
it's crazy. Jim Lee drew Transformers. He owns or runs DC Creative now. I mean,
it's all coming together.
Yes, we need the whiteboard. We need you, Dr. Pants. Yeah.
Where's my murder board?
Yes.
Even though this isn't a murder. I mean, I don't have a murder board. Why would I have one?
But yeah, I mean, for Knight Rider, Knight Rider is pretty surprising since, as Daryl said, it's a kind of a dead property. No one really, you know, no one under 40, I would say, really remembers Knight Rider too fondly at this point. I don't know. But we'll see.
Unless it's coming back somehow.
Maybe.
I mean, there was that early 2000s show with the Shelby Cobra that was just like, it was a cool looking car, but the show was trash.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I'm still, if they just make the classic car as a Transformer, that's, you know, that's enough for me. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm very excited about this one. We've got our first in-hand images of the Takara Tomy Transformers Beast Wars BWVS-08 Phantom Confrontation Ghost of Starscream versus Waspinator. As you can see here, we have the lovely packaging. It has, it's written in Japanese on there, and it has the classic art for Starscream and then Waspinator. And they're in their alt modes. Starscream's a clear jet, and Waspinator's is his wasp mode. Comes with, looks like a collectible cards that sit together side by side. Those are really cool. As someone who grew up watching Beast Wars, and I remember this episode, this is like hitting all the nostalgia for me. Love it. Comparing side-by-side images with the Waspinator, I believe that was from Kingdom versus the one from this set. The clear Ghost Starscream version is based off of his Earthrise mold. So if you're familiar with that, you will be very familiar with this mold. We're looking at various images comparing the figures. We're looking at Starscream right now and his mostly clear glory. I don't know why his arms aren't clear, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is in his feet.
So he can still touch you.
No, it looks like the feet are clear, though.
Sounds like the start of a fanfic, Daryl. Floating hands. Up to mischief. But no, the Decepticon decal's red in this picture, which is another interesting point. And because I don't remember if in Beast Wars it was accidentally red, but we're looking at comparison images with him with it looks like other Transformers figures, the Decepticons with the throne in the background, and
the Nemesis pack, yeah. Three pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nemesis three pack.
The emblems were red in the Beast Wars episode.
Okay, so they were true to the episode. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
No, that looks nice. That jet mode. Ooh.
The jet mode looks super nice. I actually might keep him in jet mode just because the not clear arms bothers me. So that's consistency. We want consistency. You can put all the Earthrise accessories for the Starscream, the throne stuff, like the cape and the shoulder pads and the crown on him. That we're looking at a picture of that right now with some backlighting.
Well, those were from the Studio Series Leader Class one. Was there any difference between those two figures aside from the hands opening?
Oh, yeah, that was a good correction. Thanks for correcting me on that. You know, I have my other one packed up. There were slight differences in like the Decepticon logo. They were slightly different. But yeah, that you're right. That was the Studio Series, not the Kingdom one, that came with the Coronation set. Oh, it looks like he comes with a different face too, where he's screaming. So that's fun. So yeah, I'm very excited for this. I have it pre-ordered. We're looking at him compared with other Starscreams that have come out that are ghost Starscreams. It looks like that's the one on the left. It's the, oh, I used to know this acronym. There was this acronym going around for like
the Chug.
Chug. Yeah, it's the Chug Starscream. And then the, oh, I don't know what the one on the far right is.
It's a Unite Warriors Grand Galvatron set.
Okay, thank you for that. But
Combiner Wars.
Well, it never came out as Combiner Wars here. It was only a Unite Warriors figure, so.
Semantics.
True.
Two nerds are fighting.
The nerds. No. Thanks for jumping in on that. So, yeah. But I'm very excited for this still. Maybe there'll be an upgrade kit that comes with new hands that are clear. Cough, DNA kit, cough.
It's better than the Unite Warriors one that just has the completely solid yellow combiner port when the rest of it's clear.
That's true. Like, and his head's solid too.
That's weird. Like, I get why they did it, but come on.
Yeah.
All right.
I am so excited to talk about what's next because I love Power Master Optimus Prime, and it has been leaked that MP60 is going to be Jinrai. So this is the character from Super God Master Force, or basically the cab from Power Master Optimus Prime. We don't get a whole lot here, just a picture of the cab mode, the robot, and a couple of poses. He's going to come with the Jinrai Power Master, Godmaster, or Haikyuu, whatever you want to call him. Looks very true to the toy cartoon. And I don't know when we're going to see this officially. It does have a price there of 24,200 yen, which is a little more than $200 American. This looks cool. If this is scaled to the same size as like MP44, then that's really cool. But they also leaked images of MPG09 Super Jinrai. And this is, of course, the trailer that combines with Jinrai to form the Power Master Optimus Prime figure. This is a separate part, though. MPG09, it says it is sold separately from MP60. And what kills me with this is the price on this one says 46,200 yen, which that's close to $450 for just the Super Jinrai / Power Master Prime body, the trailer. So if you want to get both, you're looking at almost $700. But
oh man, I thought this one came with the oh man.
That's so if you terrible. Actually click to the next picture where they have some of it translated. It was the next picture on the page.
There it is. Yep.
Yeah. It says by combining the MP60 Jinrai sold separately. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm excited they're doing this. I love Power Master Optimus Prime, but if this is really going to be over $600 for the full set, I'm out. I cannot do that. I would consider getting just the Jinrai if it was like $150, but $600 for the whole thing is nuts. But then again, this is just a leak. We don't know. It does look really cool. It does look really cartoon accurate. And there's not really many masterpiece scale Jinrais and Super Jinrais or Power Master Optimus Primes out there. So we'll have to keep our eye on it and see what happens.
What is the difference between the masterpiece MP and MPG?
MPG was the line they released the train bots in. It's the Gatai, the combining ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're engineered specifically for combining, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's six train bots. What's the 7 and 8 in the MPG line?
They did two Diaclone repaints of the train bots.
Okay.
I forget which two they did, but I know they did. They announced two repaints. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
does the G stand for Gotai?
Yeah.
Okay. Combine for those of you who don't know Japanese. So.
This price is making me sick.
Yeah.
This is third party has done, a Jinrai and a super Jinrai before, and not even come close to this price.
I have the Fans Hobby one, which is, I think, the only one that's completely out right now. Because
there's previous ones. Yeah, there's other ones.
Oh, there was Make Toys and stuff too.
Yeah.
But like I have the Fans Hobby one, which is arguably Masterpiece scale, because the Jinrai is scaled to Masterpiece Prime.
Sure.
And that whole Power Master Prime figure retailed, I think, when it originally came out, for between $250 and $300 for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's ridiculous. This price is insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I understand that Masterpiece is trying to do this whole thing where they're the pinnacle of Transformers, but you cannot do it at this price point. You cannot price your fans out of the fandom.
No. This is what's gonna push people to doing third party stuff, because
I mean, this is more than Unicron. Uh-huh. Like, if you want the whole God Jinrai, it's more than Unicron for just this one figure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I actually think if you get the Fans Hobby Super Jinrai and you get the God Bomber to put it together, it's still less than what this is together. It's ridiculous.
That's nuts.
Have they released news on why Masterpiece figures are so much more expensive now than they were a few years ago?
I mean, it's all the prices have gone up on everything, but they always comes back with, well, our costs have gone up and plastic costs have gone up and engineering costs, you know, they're more engineered than they were before. And yeah, these things are you know, you have MP44, you know, the thing's a puzzle. It's insanely, difficult to transform without using instructions. But yeah,
I was going to say it's partly cost of like things just getting more expensive. And also the part counts have gotten insane. Mm-hmm. Because if you compare like the part count that's on MP10 compared to MP44, MP44 is a ton more parts and more paint and more everything.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right. Last topic for quick hits. We've got toy listings. So again, JT Prime 17 on TFW 2005 has a bunch of upcoming, basically telling us everything that's coming in the next, the last wave of United, and then the next line that's coming after United. So so apparently two of those figures are going to be the Fallen and Galvatron, according to this. But let's see the list here. So United Wave 5, this is going to be January 2025, a core Beast Wars Dinobot, a deluxe G1 Sure Shot to round out the first G1 Target Master, the Autobot Target Masters, a deluxe Cosmos. So that's a package refresh. So maybe we'll get a Cosmos, finally get a Cosmos next January. We'll see.
I'm ready.
A deluxe G2 Breakdown, a deluxe Armada Wheeljack, a Voyager Tarn package refresh, Voyager Ramjet package refresh. So everyone who missed out on Ramjet, I think there were like a lot of folks couldn't find a Ramjet, because wasn't he one of that in that two pack, I think, that was out?
Yep.
Like,
yeah, Ramjet, I'm still waiting for Ramjet.
Yeah. Leader Galaxy Shuttle package refresh. So that's another, that was the Astrotrain repaint that was a Walmart exclusive. A Leader G1 Overcharge. Is that Overcharge? I don't recognize that, or I'm blanking on that one. I'm not sure what, is that a Power Master? Mm-mm. I don't know. Not sure. The name's escaping me.
Oh, Overcharge is the green and silver repaint of Blitzwing.
Mm, okay.
It was the Quintesson mass-produced version of Blitzwing.
Okay.
Did we do this story already?
I feel like we read a lot of these off.
Yeah.
Before. I mean, this just came out March 29th.
Hmm.
Or at least I knew about the heat wave figure.
So I think I read this list or a list similar to this and asked the same question about Overcharge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. maybe these names are out, but not the later ones. So we've got, okay. In addition to that, we've got after Legacy United. Apparently, the next line is going to be called Primes, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
So starting April 2025, Wave One will be a deluxe animated Wasp, a deluxe Slingshot, a deluxe Air Raid, a deluxe Solus Prime, a Voyager Prima, a Voyager Armada Red Alert, a Leader G2 Grimlock, and a Leader the Fallen. So it looks like we're getting an Aerial Bot combiner team, maybe in a similar style mm-hmm. that the Stunticons were. So like with a body base that they plug into. Wave two of this Primes line starting in July 2025, deluxe Crasher package refresh. A deluxe Alchemist Prime, which is I think we've never seen anything at least other than the little Prime Master figures. A deluxe Swindle, a Voyager RID Skybite, Voyager Rescue Bots Heat Wave, and a Leader Onyx Prime. Then Wave 3, deluxe Micronus Prime, deluxe Venom. So that's completing the deluxe Insecticons. A deluxe Skydive, deluxe Fireflight, Voyager, Alpha Trion, Voyager Flatline. So that's all of 2025. And so no Silverbolt there. So the Silverbolt figure for the Aerial, but to complete the Aerial Bots is not coming next year. It doesn't look like.
Well, there's also no commander class on there either.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, I would imagine they would make it a commander class kind of like they did with
Motormaster.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Studio Series has for January 2025, Wave 1, Deluxe Transformers 3 Hatchet. I guess that's Dark of the Moon. Deluxe Transformers 7. That's Bumblebee Movie. Double Punch. Or no, that's Rise of the Beasts, isn't it? Deluxe Movie 6, Bumblebee, a Voyager, Transformers 7 Optimus Prime package refresh. So that's Rise of the Beasts. Voyager War for Cybertron, Skywarp, which will probably be a repaint of Starscream. A Leader 86 Galvatron. So that's probably, I mean, I would, if I had to guess, I'd say that's going to be a re-release of the Kingdom Galvatron, or it could be a new, if it's an entirely new mold, I don't know, maybe it is, but
finish what you're going to say.
No, I was going to say, it seems likely they just reused the mold, the Galvatron mold that they had from Kingdom a few years ago. That was pretty good.
Is that War for Cybertron Skywarp? Is it going to be the video game one, or is it the one that was really hard to get from Siege?
No, this is the video game one, because these are all Studio Series.
Okay, see, yeah, because I thought that line was called War for Cybertron too. So I just wanted.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Confusion.
You are right to be confused because it is confusing.
Hasbro confusing us, naming like a line of toys called Transformers Primes, and there's a Transformers Prime show with other toys. Thank you, Hasbro, for confusing us.
Hold on.
So the next. Go ahead.
I was going to say. Here's it. Hasbro, for a new original toy line next time, I think we should call it Robots in Disguise. It's never been done.
Or how about
Robots
Disguised?
All right. So we've also got Ape Link. So that's probably going to be a repaint, retool of the Optimus Primal from Rise of the Beasts.
So that's rounding out wave one. Wave two in April 2025 for Studio Series, a TF4, which was what, Age of Extinction, Widowmaker, Deluxe Widowmaker, Deluxe Dark of the Moon Q, Studio Series 86 Perceptor Package Refresh, Voyager War for Cybertron Ironhide, again, the video game, Voyager Transformers 1 Sentinel Prime. Interesting. Leader Transformers Dark Age of Extinction Optimus Prime, a Leader Dark of the Moon Shockwave Package Refresh. Wave 3, July 2025, TF1 Starscream, Studio Series 86 Bone Crusher, so Constructicons, Studio Series 86 Jazz Package Refresh, Voyager War for Cybertron Game, again, Thundercracker, Voyager 86 Scrapper, another Constructicon, and then a Leader 86, Studio Series 86 Megatron. So next July, we might see his Studio Series 86 Megatron. Probably, I mean, I wonder what they're going to do with that, because they can't turn him into a gun, but I guess we'll see. Wave 4, October 2025, Deluxe War for Cybertron Autobot Soldier. Pretty generic. Deluxe 86 Scavenger, again, another Constructicon, then Mixmaster, and then Leader Studio Series 86 Grimlock Package Refresh. And then, I'm not sure what this A-Level AST2, July 2025, so the Deluxe Dev Optimus, and then a Deluxe TF1B127. So that's Bumblebee, of course, because he was not named Bumblebee until the Bumblebee movie. So I that would suck if all of Transformers 1 he goes by B127 throughout the whole movie. That would be I would not like
maybe,
that,
but it may sad. Shorten it to just B.
Maybe
it may establish it early on that he's B127, and they may just kind of, you know, nickname him B.
Yeah.
And that would work for me.
Yeah. That would be okay.
Yeah. Cause that's depersonalized otherwise, you know, or, yeah. The word I was thinking was dehumanizing, but they're robots. But so
de-robotizing. They're human. They have soul, but it's Bumblebee. Yeah. Who cares? Let it go.
For all the bee stands out there.
Sorry. I'm so tired of Bumblebee. So tired.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of that's a lot of upcoming stuff. So apparently you've got all the leaks for everything for the next, you know, year and a half there. So we'll continue to keep look back on that and see how things come out. I'm sure most of that will be accurate. JT Prime 17's track record is pretty good. So
is that the guy who's retiring?
Yes, it is. Okay. So, all right. Let's go on. We've still got more toy stuff to talk about, because we had two big events this week. So let's go to our main discussion topics.
Okay, so first up, we'll talk about the last of the Transformers 40th streams. This was week 4. We have a recap of what they showed off here and everything. So a couple of licensed items. There is a Fanatic Silver Coin Pack coming out. I didn't actually watch the stream, so I'm just assuming these are silver coins embossed with different Transformers characters on them. But what is a little more exciting, or at least I think is a little more exciting, we are going to get a vinyl series soundtrack. Just titled Transformers Music from the Original Animated Series Vinyl. This is the first G1 score vinyl released. This was the first one that was released in 2018. Now is a double vinyl with 42 tracks from seasons 1, 2, and 3, plus 2 new tracks. And of course, we've got some beautiful art on there, and you can go ahead and pre-order that if you want. And keep looking on this list, because yeah, there's a lot going on. Oh yeah, there's the artwork for the vinyl. That looks awesome. So any vinyl collectors out there or anybody who appreciates some good G1, which I think is a lot of us here, you might want to look into that. And then next up, we got a collaboration figure. And I hinted at this when I was talking with Daryl. We've got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Transformers collaboration figure. It is the Party Wagon, and it transforms into not a specific turtle, but whichever turtle you want it to be. Because there are swappable headpieces to give it different bandanas. The belt can change to support or to support the different logos, and it comes with the weapons. This figure is called Party Wallop. And it's going to be 7 inches when it's in figure mode. It, of course, transforms into the party van, the party wagon. I think this looks really, really cool. This is a collaboration figure I can really get behind. It is up for pre-order, and you can totally jump on that if you haven't already. But it looks very, very, very cool. We also have this has been talked about before. There is a new Shockwave figure coming out. It's not new, but it is just another version. I'm doing this out of order, and I apologize.
Sorry.
No, I'm. That I was apologize. Just,
no, that was just the Ghostbusters Ectotron getting re-released. That's not new. So
it's good for some people though who missed out on it. But the Shockwave. This is a redo of the War for Cybertron Siege Shockwave, and instead of smudges, it's done in a more kind of cel shaded comic book style. So it's to depict his. The way he looked in the comic books, and he comes with a platform with the severed head of Optimus Prime on it. Because, and I'm gonna go to Charles on this. That was a thing that happened in the original Marvel comics, correct?
Yes. So this was starting with issue 5 of the Marvel comics, where Shockwave at the very end of issue 4 had defeated all the Autobots. That was a cliffhanger to lead into. The Transformers comic getting a full monthly series, and Shockwave had defeated all the Autobots, severed Optimus Prime's head because he wanted to extract the creation matrix from Optimus Prime so that he could create more Decepticon warriors from the creation matrix. And at the time, the creation matrix was not a physical object. It was a program, the primal program that was able to give life to new Transformers. So that the thought was that the life-giving program lived in Optimus Prime's head, which was why Shockwave was extracting it from his head.
Thank you. I did not know that because I've never actually read the Marvel comics. So thank you, Charles. I knew you would know. Pre-orders are up for that, of course. This looks cool. I really like the Siege Shockwave figure. And honestly, this looks really, really good done with this coloration and everything. And his submarine mode is okay. It's all right.
Just turn it upside down. It's fine. Just
yeah, turn it no, down. No, don't. We can't do that. It looks too much like a... Shh.
It's a submarine.
It's a submarine.
I love the color. Like, yeah. The cell shading. I want to get this. So it is up for pre-order now.
Mm-hmm. It is up for pre-order.
Yes.
And it comes in a box. It is, that's the cover of issue 5 or 6.
5. That's issue 5.
Okay. Got to pre-order that.
And then
I pre-ordered this and the Party Wallop, last week. So
I
got them both coming to me.
And then just, 2 more things. They did announce another multi-pack. Is coming to Target. This is another Legacy United multi-pack. And this is going to come with 4 figures. We have Tarn, a repaint of Legacy Tarn, but it's the Cyberverse version. G1 Squeeze Play, which is a heavy retool of Titans Return Mind Wipe. So another one of the Headmaster Juniors. We just need Horrible. So get on it. Prime Cliff Jumper, that is a retool of Legacy Chase. And lastly, Beast Wars Tarantulas, which is a Kingdom Tarantulas retool and is made to look like the artwork on the back of the packaging or the front and back of the packaging for the original Tarantulas figure. So that is what we have with that. And I'm so mad personally because I have Fangreed that came in the multi-pack. I need Squeeze Play. And I'm going to want Horrible, but stop putting them in multi-packs. I don't want the rest of the figures. I just want that one. And then we had pipeline reveals at the very end here. We have Bumblebee Movie Sunstreaker, the concept art figure that is coming out. A War for Cybertron Sideswipe based on the video game, of course. One we knew about, which was the Bumblebee Movie Voyager Shockwave. And then lastly, we knew it was coming, and I think someone's going to talk about it more, but a Studio Series 86 Swoop, the last Dinobot we need. But that's a lot. It's a lot. I personally, like I said, I'm really up for that squeeze play. I am in for the Ninja Turtles party wallet figure. I was a huge Ninja Turtles fan as a kid. I always wanted a party wagon, and I never got one. Now I can have it, and it transforms. So,
I'm not a fan of that name, though, Party Wallop. I mean,
it's weird. It's weird. I guess like they saw it was called the party wagon, and so they picked another W word and went with wallop. It's not very.
I mean, they could have called it Shell Shock. I don't know.
Yeah, they could have. They could have. Yeah.
That sounds very Transformers-y, and you know, hey, it's Turtles-y too.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I you can call it whatever it wants. It's a cool figure, so that's why I pre-ordered it.
Yeah, same here. I think it looks really, really cool. I love the fact that you can do any of the Ninja Turtles with it, so you can do your favorite. So for me, it's either going to be Leonardo or Donatello because those are my two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
No, it looks cool.
You have to get all four of them. You have to get four of them though, so they can be together.
Okay. If this were a deluxe figure or even a Voyager, I'd consider it. But this is leader price point, and Mrs. Dr. Pants is not going to be happy when I drop $200 to get the same figure four times just for slight color variations.
Hey, you know, in the stream, so I watched the stream live. The guys were talking about it, like these are the toy designers and the marketing team. They're like, oh, you know, you need to buy four to have each turtle, and you need to have a fifth one in truck in car mode so you can display it in car mode, and a sixth one in box so you leave in the box.
No,
so,
no. No, I get one.
Yeah.
Unless
they're doing.
Unless there is a secret combined mode that turns them into like a super turtle. No.
Oh, that would be fun.
It would
be kind of cool. They all turn inside out and become Super Shredder.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Or they combine into what was that robot turtle called? Was it Metalhead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't they call it this Metalhead? This Metalhead.
Damn it, that's a good question.
Because it's not Metalhead.
They could have made it Metalhead. That actually would have made sense.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, I do like the swappable bandanas and all the having all the weapons so you can make it whichever turtle you want. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. That does justify just getting one. You don't have to get all four or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, you don't have to hunt down four variants of the same figure to get, you know, all of them if you don't want to do that. So yeah. I think it's cool. I also like the symbol here, the you know, Transformers cross turtles, and then on the turtle side it's a pizza, it's a pepperoni pizza. I like that.
Yeah, they ate pizza all the time. Yeah, I agree with you, Dr. Pants. So please, no more multi-packs. Stop with the multi-packs, please.
And then the thing is they always do it where it's like it's three repaints.
Yes.
That almost no one asked for. And then one figure that you're like, oh, that's a character that like I need for the collection because that's how they get you.
Yep.
That's how they get you.
Well, I mean, I think this is where you know, the negotiation between retailer exclusives and Hasbro, because I think probably the retail exclusive is like, we need something that's going to sell. Like if it's exclusive to our store, we want something that's going to sell at this price point. Give us something that's unique so that people will be chasing. And, you know, that's how you get those one unique figures plus a bunch of repaints. And yeah, that's unfortunate. And it seems like Target has been getting a lot of these exclusives. Like the Walmart exclusives are they don't do those multi-packs. It seems like it's only Target that does these multi-pack things.
They get the buzzworthy Bumblebee stuff and the multi-packs, and that's really it.
Yeah.
But I get it. I'm just also wondering, like, how many people are actually going to, like, look at that and be like, I need squeeze play. I feel like more people are going to be, you know, probably after, like, the Prime Cliff Jumper. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be.
Yeah, I mean, squeeze play was like the one Decepticon Headmaster Jr. I had as a kid. So when I saw squeeze play, I was like, oh, squeeze play. I remember him. And then I was like, no, I'm not buying this multi-pack just for squeeze play. Sorry.
Oh, I will. So if anybody wants any of the figures out of it, aside from squeeze play, like, let me know.
If anybody doesn't want their squeeze play, let me know. So, yeah. Okay. Well, we've got one more thing to talk about, and we're going to shift that over to Daryl.
Yeah, so WonderCon happened, and WonderCon, they had a panel, and off the heels of the stream, they started off with, we're going to talk about Swoop. And I mean, they didn't start off the panel with Swoop, but Swoop was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And Swoop was present at WonderCon. So, we get our first real pictures of Super Series 86 Swoop, and it looks really good. I'm looking forward to joining my group of Dinobots and the team being complete once again. So, it looks great. I can't wait to get a pre-order in on it. So it should be here. Looks like they're saying pre-order is April the 4th. So expect those this coming week. So today?
Tomorrow.
Yesterday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So time.
I like that picture of him with his mouth open. It's like, meh.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to it. They also talked about the other stuff that they brought to WonderCon, which was what Dr. Pants just mentioned. So the deluxe Bumblebee movie Sunstreaker. So we get our first looks at that figure as well in alt mode and in robot mode. And it looks good. Standard issue with yellow figures where the clear plastic is where they paint it yellow, it's going to be a different color than the rest of the figure. So standard issue with these yellow figures is alive and well here. So if you find that this thing, that kind of thing bugs you, it will continue to bug you. Deluxe gamer sideswipe was available. A lot of these figures have already started making landfall. So if you are if you're out and about and you see that, you may see them in some places that aren't like mass retail. Some specialty stores might start getting these things. So, be on the lookout for those. I know comic book stores that get toys might be getting them early, cause they have a different distributor. So, but yeah, so Sideswipe was there and Sideswipe looks good. We talked about him quite a bit already on the show, so we'll just move on. And we got Voyager Bumblebee movie Shockwave as well. So another really great looking figure. And and a bunch of nice pictures of these on display at WonderCon.
That Shockwave looks really nice. I might have to pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
I love me a Shockwave, and this definitely looks better now to see it this way, because I feel like the first couple of times we saw pictures, it was just purple and gray plastic. Mm-hmm. And it was not that appealing, but painted up and everything, it looks good. It looks good.
And I like Shockwave as an H tank. I think it works for him. Mm-hmm. It's a decent alt mode for Shockwave. Now, they also went into some space bridge reveals, like they did with the stream. And the first one that they talked about was RID Sideburn. So we knew this one was coming because of the kind of proto or pre-mold that they've done. And from that the character from the show, the new show, I can't remember her name.
Whatever, Shadow Striker.
That one. Yeah, that one. We knew that was a Sideburn just from looking at it. So, yeah, they've confirmed. Yeah, we got Sideburn coming. And they showed a picture on the Space Bridge reveal. Then they've got the Cybertron Hotshot in car mode. They don't have a picture of this, but, you know, so, yeah, we got that coming. Wicked. Then they move on to Infernac. Nucleus. Again, another Infernac universe figure. So this will be one of those like Rock Lord looking things. We don't have a picture of that one either. They just have the name. And last one, we have Voyager Vector Prime. Ooh. And the picture on this is horrendous. You can't really see what it looks like at all. And there's no picture of the actual figure. It's just kind of like a stand-in, like the RID Sideburn. But Charles, can you give us a little history lesson on what Vector Prime is?
I believe Vector Prime was from Transformers Armada. He was like
Cybertron.
Cybertron? Okay. he was like a time-traveling Prime who could, like, he was an ancient Prime who advised Optimus and had some time traveling powers. I did not watch Cybertron or the I did not watch the Unicron trilogy much at all, so I'm not too familiar with him. But that was, I believe, he was voiced by Richard Newman, who was the voice of Rhinox in Beast Wars. So okay. I do remember that from the little I watched of the cartoon, he later would be retconned to be like one of the 13 primes in later iterations of the Transformers continuity. Mm-hmm.
So see the one that is his body's white, transformed into like a spaceship, mm-hmm. and his sword's like blue. Okay, I have that figure. I didn't really put two and two together. I always hear the name Vector Prime, and I always think of it as a breakfast cereal. It's like that cereal for runners. I don't know. You got to run and eat your cereal at the same time. Anyway, moving on. That's essentially the panel at WonderCon. They did have a question from the audience as they finished. They just said they did fix the swappable joint on Gamer Sideswipe. Whatever that means. I didn't really even know there was an issue, but apparently there was, and they fixed it. So, yeah. But, so I'm looking forward to Swoop. You should be able to pre-order it very soon. So get ready for April 4th, which is definitely tomorrow. You'll be able to pre-order that and all the other figures that they showed off at WonderCon tomorrow.
Cool. All right. Let's move on with continuing the show. It's a little bit of a long one this week, but let's continue on with trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
And Trips to Store is powered by our friends at TeePublic. So you can see, you can get all our merchandise for t-shirts and mugs, other things at teepublic.com. Anything you order from TeePublic through our link will help out the show. You see, we've got our transmission shirts here. Just go to TeePublic, or no, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic.
And that's if you use that link, anything you order from TeePublic will help out the show. So please make sure you use that link. All right. Let's talk about the stuff we got this week. We're going to start off with Char.
Hi. So I didn't get anything new other than my lovely Transmissions shirt. I've been feeling much like an Autobot, so I got the good guy shirt. I just also got the standard Transmissions shirt, which is like what Charles is wearing. But I did want to show off because, you know, there's been a lot of love in the comments for Starscream. Thank you, DJ Ronan. I liked your idea you shared earlier. I wanted to show off some Starscream. So this is the Bumblebee Starscream. It's a Studio Series figure. This is my favorite movie version of Starscream. Not a huge fan of the Dorito. I really like this interpretation of him as a Cybertronian jet, I think is his alt mode. But wish he would have said something in the movie, then hope we'll see more of him in the future, in the movies. But yeah, really like this figure. Have him on my shelf. No, it's the 40th anniversary of Transformers, but I want to show little chibi Starscream I have. This is from the older Bayverse version, but this is a 30th anniversary. I don't know if you can see the 30 on there, but it's a 30th anniversary figure that came out in 2014. There are a few of these little chibi figures I have. There's actually another one here I've got I can show. So this is the classic G1 Starscream, and it's another 30th anniversary. Can't believe Transformers has been around 40 years. That's really cool. So there's some Starscreams. It's a very small part of the Starscream shrine that I have.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm going to go next. I just have a couple things. Of course, it's comic book week. I picked up Duke number 4. So it's the Energon universe, so it counts.
Daryl says no.
Well, he can say no as much as he wants. I'm still showing it. But the other thing I got, so this is something I picked up at TFCon. I think, Daryl, I didn't even show you that I got this when we were at TFCon. I saw this and I picked it up. We had talked about this on the show I think several months ago. I didn't think about it, and then just I came across it at the show. This is a third party Ruller. So
nice.
Ruller is a roller. He's basically a roller figure. I think it's Masterpiece scaled roller that transforms into a robot. So, and I did open it up and
cool. It
there it is.
Oh, I really so want to cool. get that figure.
Yeah. So this is, the robot design is loosely based on the IDW roller. But then he, of course, transforms into the Optimus Prime G1 roller car. So it's cool. I like it. And the transformation is very, very intuitive. There's a little bit of trickiness, but not too much. And it hides a lot of the kibble in robot mode. Like you can hardly tell that he turns into roller as a robot. All his wheels are hidden inside the legs and arm and behind the arms. A lot of opposability, articulation for the arms and legs. Lots of even the chest is on a little ball joint here, so you can move the arms and legs. Have a lot of nice good ratcheting on the knees here. Mm-hmm. So it's a good little figure.
I also just like that version, that coloration, like almost matches Optimus Prime's coloration, so he kind of fits in really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't. It's not focusing there.
Yeah.
It's very competitively priced, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I've got this for like $40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Online, it's like 40 or 50 bucks. And it, I think that when it transforms into roller, it's the same size as the roller that comes with MP44.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really nice, cool. Charles. It looks better than even the pictures we saw. You know, I remember when we were talking about this. It looks so clean. Like, and the colors are so nice.
Yeah. And while Daryl and Dr. Pants are talking, I'll see if I can get it transformed, and then you can see it in roller mode. Yay. Before the end of trips to the store. We'll see.
Yay.
We'll see.
You can do this, Charles. We want to see.
All right. I'm going to pass it over to Daryl.
Okay. Well, I am going to show off a couple of figures that I showed off a couple of weeks ago because I opened them this past week and transformed them and had a little fun with them. So back at TFCon, I bought these figures as a pair because I wanted to get them the set completed. And I transformed both Fast and Fury.
Ooh, nice.
And they're great. They Charles's figure last week from X Transbots. These guys got some die cast in them, so they got a little weight to them, and they're really fun. Great posability, great coloring. The Fast, or I think this is Runabout, the white one. He's got this like ivory white paint to him. Mm-hmm. It's really quite nice. Like a pearlescent paint. I really like it. I think it looks really good on them. I've got to put some repro labels on there still to kind of, you know, finish it off. But it looks really, really good. And the transformation is really quite complex. So I needed a video to help me through it. But yeah, it looks great. And I can't wait to get these things up in the cabinet behind me. I wanted to point out with Fury here is that like Charles's, the car lights do actually flip up. So you can put them down or put them up in whatever mode you want. So, you know, and obviously in robot mode, they're going to be down. But in car mode, you can just flip them up. And yeah. So, yeah, wow. These guys look great. And he's not. Technically, like, he's more of a like a dark gray than he's not black. So yeah, it's cool. These guys I just love these two characters. Run Amok and Runabout are just, they're just really fun little Goombas, and I think they're hilarious. So yeah, when I can pick them up in a pair, I do. I've got the G1 pair. I've got the what was it, the Collector Club 2-pack or the pair that came out? I got the set that came out recently from whatever.
Earthrise.
The Earthrise set. So, So I think, honestly, they don't make them that often. So now I've got this third-party set. So I think I'm done on those. So there might be another set from a few years back, some other third-party set, but... But yeah, I don't need to collect them all. The last thing I got is a new figure, a new mainline figure, and I got a little help from a local guy. I think he goes by Vids Vega on our Discord, and he's local, lives in town, and he told me that Toys R Us had Origin Wheeljack or Origins Wheeljack, whatever. So I went down to Toys R Us and picked it up.
Yeah.
Yay.
So I've got Origins Wheeljack.
Very cool.
So it's here in my house and I've got it. So there it is, the space van.
Yay.
The space race van, because he's a race car van. Yeah. So anyway, he's in there. You can see on the side he's got the little road is there as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It looks cool. So yeah, I'll get that open eventually. Other than that. Nothing too crazy.
Those X Transbots figures look really nice. Like the design's nice, but the paint The shading, the colors.
Yeah, the paint is great.
So nice.
Really quite happy with those.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think X-Transbots lately has been kind of killing it. A lot of their figures have looked really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really quite happy with those. Yeah, my Masterpiece collection is very picky. I'm very choosy on who I buy into on my Masterpiece shelves. I knew I wanted to get these guys since they were both out and both available at the show. So yeah, I did. What about you, Dr. Pants? What do you got?
Well, I'm going to start off by showing off a figure I showed off last week too, but I also transformed it. So this is X-Transbots Virtus. It's their Springer. And it's in helicopter mode because I get to show off my favorite part, which is the blade that makes it look like it's a constant spinning blade.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, this is one of my favorite helicopter modes for Springer. I think they did a really, really great job. And because you mentioned it, he also has... Can I get him up? He's got flip-out lights, too! What? And...
Nice.
If I ever figure out which batteries it takes, he's also light up.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. You can, there is a spot somewhere in there you can unscrew it and actually put a light in, and there's a little switch on the side. So, yeah. But I absolutely love this figure. I think he's so cool. And I almost want to keep him in helicopter mode just for this, but the bot mode's good too. I have one more toy to show off, and I think this is one I've just never shown off before, but I like big bots, so let's get a big bot in here. This is KFC's Die Stack. This is an ancient, at this point, third-party figure. This is KFC's take on a Delta Magnus. Mm-hmm. And I got this years and years ago before I was ever on Transmissions. But he has no die cast in him. He is creaky as hell when I bend any of the joints. But honestly, I love the way he looks. And he does have – they made SXS made an upgrade headset for him. So he's got that. And one of my favorite things is you can lift the head up and get rid of the glasses and just give him regular eyes.
Aww.
Oh.
And he does have a matrix chamber. There is no matrix in there, but if you can get like any of the Masterpiece scaled matrices, they can fit in the chest.
So, cool.
There's so many matrices available in different figures and different lines these days.
I know. And you know what? The fun fact is, I think I only have one official Masterpiece matrix. So, wow. Yeah,
I love him. He's so fun.
Yeah. What, this one? He's so cool.
Yeah. He looks fun.
Like, he is. He's big and he's chunky.
Yeah.
And the car carrier does hold Masterpiece cars.
That's so cool.
Yeah. He also has shoulder missiles, but they're put away somewhere at the moment. I don't remember where, but they are around. But, no, he's a really, really cool figure. I like him. I don't hang on to a lot of the really old third-party stuff, but I like that one a lot. The last two things I have, one of them is a group. I went to a local indoor flea market a couple weeks back, and somebody had a bunch of Transformers comics, and I picked up a whole bunch of issues of Transformers Armada because they were 99 cents a piece.
Wow.
So I got 1, 3, 4, 10, and 11. I grabbed what they had. So, yeah, I've never read the Armada set, and I kind of like love that art because like that artwork is absolutely fantastic. Who did the artwork for this? For the series,
James Reyes. Kana?
Oh yeah, there it is on the bottom. Reyes. It's James Reyes. Reyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Chris Saraceni wrote like the first few issues, but then Simon Furman took over the book.
And Guido Guidi then did the artwork.
Oh, nice.
Issue 11.
That's so cool.
It's really cool. I haven't read them yet, but like I said, they were 99 cents a piece. I snagged them. If I find any more and I can complete the run, great. I think I have the final issue of Armada from years ago. But and then the last thing, I don't remember if I showed this off. But I have the Transformers vinyl. This is the one from 2014. So this is the 10-year-old version of the Transformers movie vinyl. And it's signed by Stan Bush.
Ooh.
He was at a convention. I'm going to say local. It was under 2 hours away. He actually performed with Cybertronic Spree at the convention. I did not get tickets to that because they sold out before I even had a chance to buy them. No. But he was there the second day, and I brought my vinyl, and I made sure to meet him and get it signed. So I have the Transformers the Movie soundtrack signed by Stan Bush, and this will get framed and hung up somewhere, because as much as I would love to listen to it, this is now a collector's item.
Yes.
It gets displayed like it should.
That belongs in a museum.
But yeah, that is all I have for today then.
Right. Well, mission accomplished. I did transform Roller into Roller. There he is. So,
wow, cool.
That's an impressive transformation. Look at that.
Yeah. So all the white and red is underneath, but yeah, all the blues are for traditional Roller. There you go.
That's really nice for a third party figure of that price. I'm impressed.
And his guns peg into the back here.
Oh. So. Don't mess with Roller.
So you can also apparently I don't have MP44, but apparently you can hook the trailer of MP44 on there, and then Roller can drive the trailer.
Oh, so. How fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool. But does that connect to an app?
No, but I didn't pay $1,000 for it, so it's okay.
That's true. Oh, like the RoboSend. Yeah.
All right. That's all for trips to the store. And I think we'll go on with the rest of the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
Oh, sorry. I think I'm just gonna end the show here because we're at almost an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. So,
I had
some convention news, but we can put that in alt mode.
Wouldn't these guys all be in the comic show though?
Yes, so I guess they should have gone there anyway. So yes, okay.
Everything falls apart when Jeremy's not here.
Yes, blame Jeremy. It's Jeremy's fault. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so we're going to end it here. All right. Well, that's all for... let me get back into the mode here. Okay. All right. Okay, well, that's about all we have for this week's episode of Transmissions. So thanks, everyone, for watching. And stay tuned for Transmissions Alt Mode coming in a couple days on Friday, where we have a review of Void Rivals number 8. So stick around for that. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us to talk toys. Of course, Dr. Pants and Char, thanks for sticking around this week. You guys are awesome. Char, where can we find you on the internet? What kind of stuff would you like to promote?
I'll just keep it short and sweet today. So just find me on the site formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky at Robo Apollo. And then I'm also in the Transmissions Discord. So it's the URL transmissionspodcast.com/discord.
Yes.
I finally did it. So join the site, join the Discord. It's fun. It's safe. It's cool. So yeah, I'm on there too.
Awesome. And Dr. Pants, of course, I'm going to guess you're going to promote Nerdstradamus.
No. I mean, yeah, that's all I got. I got Transmissions and Nerdstradamus. I don't know what else you want from me. But I mean, you can find the things posted if you're watching this. It's right below my name. Plus, it's in the show notes, I'm sure, if you're listening to this on audio. But Nerdstradamus is the name of my YouTube channel that I do with my friends. And you can find us everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I'm sure there's other places and I'm forgetting them. But check us out. We post videos on YouTube a lot. We do music, video game stuff. We stream sometimes. It's been a little while. If you are on the Transmissions Discord, I tend to post stuff into the video game one of that, since that's what we mostly do. So, you know, keep an eye out there. But yeah.
Awesome.
All right, everyone. Of course, at the end of every episode, we give a shout out to our masterpiece donatrons. These are the folks who continue to support the podcast at our highest level on Patreon. And that's why we think they deserve a mention in every episode. So thank you once again to John for 411 Good and Demon Tech 82. You guys are really awesome. We really appreciate that support. And thank you so much for continuing to do that for us. And thank you for everyone who's watching and listening to the show. We really appreciate that. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback. What did you think of all the toys we covered here? Lots of big announcements from Hasbro over the last month. So, you know, anything that you are particularly looking forward to, let us know and we'll talk about it. So thanks, everyone, for watching, listening, hanging out. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.